We heard a knock at the door, looked out the peephole, and no one was there. Joy opened the door, and I just remember hearing Tasha's voice and my heart dropping. I felt a ton of bricks landing right on my shoulders. I hear the words, "Can I talk to my husband, please?" From the door to where I was sitting was only 10 feet away, but that was the longest walk of my life. I came outside in a very calm voice to the point I was scared. Tasha said, "Come home, and I will give you whatever you want. Girlfriend, three ways, group sex, whatever you want. Just not her." I did not believe her and could see the pain in her eyes. We sat on the steps of those apartments for an hour while she pleaded with me to come home. At that moment, she wanted to leave with me right now and never look back. As much as I knew it wasn't true, I never wanted to lose Tasha. I loved her. I loved my kids. And I knew I had it made at home. I just didn't have the companionship and sex I was looking for. If I could make that work with Tasha, I knew I would have everything. She sang a pretty good tune. The real reason for sitting there for so long was I've been laid up at this woman's house for 2 days telling her how much I love her. How in the world am I going to tell her I'm leaving with my wife? I mustered up the courage to walk in there and tell her I had to leave with my wife. With tears in her eyes, she said, "Go home to your family, and please don't contact me anymore." She couldn't stand going through this anymore. I tried to hug her, but she just pushed away, then walked out the door. Tasha smugly and loudly said, "Bye, Joy." I thought it was unnecessary. Next thing I know, Joy came running out of the apartment, ready to tell Tasha to control her man, and it's not her fault. But she only got maybe half a word out when Tasha reached back and started to square in the mouth. Blood immediately started pouring down her face and everywhere else when all hell broke loose.